On April 2, 2015, the Somalia-based terrorist group Al-Shabaab attacked a university in northeastern Kenya, killing 148 people, most of them students. One would think that schools would be like places of worship, i.e., immune from violence. Tell that to the terrorists. One of the most successful terrorist groups in the post-9/11 era is Boko Haram, a bunch of very violent actors who sow mayhem in northeastern Nigeria and neighboring nations. In fact, this organization may well have become the deadliest such terrorist entity in recent years. There is some debate over what Boko Haram actually means. In a new book on the group, Jacob Zen argues that the usual translation, i.e. Western education is forbidden, is slightly inaccurate. He contends that in Hausa, one of the many languages spoken in Nigeria, Boko means fraudulence, sham, or inauthenticity, and is derived from the Hausa word for magic, deception, or superstition. Haram, of course, means forbidden in Arabic. Hence, not all education is bad, just parts like Darwinism, English common law, or classical philosophy, because they could lead to questioning the Quran, abandoning Sharia, i.e. Islamic law, and atheism, God forbid. None of this is new. Jihadis hate most things in life after all, anything that disagrees with their minute understanding of just about everything. Hence, they rail against everything. If they hate everything, it stands to reason they will attack just about everything. They do not limit their actions to those who can defend themselves, quite the contrary. They strike in places they should not, since any real human would reject such action as demented. On this day in 2015, Al-Shabaab terrorists based in Somalia besieged Garissa University in northeastern Kenya. Four gunmen stormed the campus and began firing indiscriminately, singling out and shooting those identified as Christians as they roamed from building to building. By the end, 148 people had been killed, mostly students. Security forces eventually surrounded and killed the men. This was a catastrophic act of heinous slaughter, and yet it did not lead to a decision by Kenya to withdraw its troops from the AMISOM mission in Somalia, which after all is the goal behind attacks of this nature. Hence, more attacks will occur. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.